Stag, this is dictating on Sandra Woodbury. Sandra, SANDRA. Woodbury is WOODBURY. WOODBURY. Date of consultations 12/11/23. Date of birth is 9/13/64. Please make a copy for Dr. Kirsten Kim. Kirsten is KIRSTEN. Kirsten Kim, KIM, MD. Next paragraph. Dear Kirsten, thank you for sending Sandra Woodbury for pulmonary evaluation. Next. Chief complaint is persistent cough with bronchitis. Next, his present illness. This is this is a 59-year-old female who had a past history of obstructive sleep apnea and history for gastroesophageal reflux disease, was on a cruise this past September, and developed an episode of bronchitis on her way back. She was given a course of Zithromax and oral prednisone, and she continued to have coughing spells. But has been bringing up some clear mucus. She denied fevers, chills, night sweats, and denied chest pains. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history is significant for pneumonia and a history for anemia. I'm sorry, hemolytic anemia, which is being followed by her hematologist, Dr. Townsend. She is not on any specific medications presently, and states her blood counts have stabilized. The patient does have patient does have a history for wrist surgery following a fracture, and also a cholecystectomy, and had a bone marrow biopsy with a recent diagnosis of hemolytic anemia. There's no issue of hypertension, but she has hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph. Oh, can you also mention the patient has a history for obstructive sleep apnea, for which she is on a CPAP mask nightly. Next paragraph. Allergies to wheat. Next, med list. Include omeprazole 40 milligrams daily. Ryaltris RYALTRIS, 25 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 5 milligrams a day. And omega-3 daily. Next paragraph, habits. The patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years and drinks alcohol rarely. She worked as, she worked cleaning homes. Next paragraph, family history. Father died of CHF and a stroke. Mother died of COPD. And chronic bronchitis. Next, system review. The patient has had some weight gain, stenosis, cataracts, glaucoma. She has fatigue. She has shortness of breath and persistent cough. She has no nausea, vomiting, but has heartburn. And she denied urinary symptoms, but did have hematuria 2 months ago, and she was treated for pneumonia. She also had, she had no chest pains or palpitations, no leg swelling, no anxiety, no depression. She has joint pains, muscle aches, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, physical exam. This moderately overweight, middle-aged white female is alert, no acute distress. No pallid sinus, ictus, superfluid edema. Blood pressure, 125 by 70, pulse is 82, respiration 16. Temperature 97.2, weight is 210, saturation 96. HENT, non-cephalic, pupils reactive and equal. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, no bruise, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly. Chest, equal movements with decreased excursions. Scattered visas in the upper chest, no crackles on either side. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no urinomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. In the extremities, will no edema, no calf tenderness, reflexes of 1 plus, with no gross motor deficits, cranial nerves are grossly intact. Skin, no lesions observed. Next paragraph, impression number 1, chronic bronchitis. With chronic cough. Number 2 is obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP. Number 3, anemia. And number 4, hyperlipidemia. Next paragraph, plan. The patient's recent chest x-ray showed mild atelectasis in the lung bases, more on the left lung base, and no focal consolidation. She will be sent for a chest CT. Without contrast and a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. She was placed on Ventil and HFA, 2 perfs, TID, PRN, and was advised to, was advised to continue with CPAP mask nightly. With a full face mask and a follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 4 weeks. For the persistent cough, she has been advised to use Ventolin and HFA, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and Tessalon Pearls, 100 milligrams, TIDPRN. There seems to be no indication for any antibiotic therapy at this time. I'll make an addendum report after her PFT and CT chest are available. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Kirsten Kim, MD. K-I-R-S-T-E-N-M-D. Kirsten Kim, K-I-M-D.